Obesity is a major problem in the U.S. and a growing problem for employers. A survey from a group called STOP, that is Strategies to Overcome and Prevent Obesity, shows that employers are worried about mounting costs but have few answers. NPR's Yuki Noguchi weighs in with this report.
It used to be that if you were fat, it wasn't likely your employer would do anything about it.
It's not something that has ever been considered part of their responsibility. Employment is employment, really not maintaining health.
That's Roland Sturm, an economist at the RAND Corporation. He says Americans are getting fatter faster. But what's worse is that the cost of treating related illnesses spirals even faster. Christine Ferguson.
What we do know now is that obesity and overweight is contributing about 27% to the increase in premiums that are paid by private employers.
Ferguson's an associate professor at George Washington University and a former Massachusetts health commissioner. She also directs SPOT, the public-private alliance that put out this week's survey. Businesses typically get group health insurance, so they don't have to pay more for having more overweight employees on the payroll. Instead, costs rise as workers get sick more often with things like diabetes and hypertension. Many businesses are willing to invest in workplace programs like Weight Watchers and support groups, but there's no simple answer.
Because it's not something that's an easy fix. We like easy fixes. We like silver bullets. And this is not a set of silver bullets that we're going to be able to come up with.
RAND economist Roland Sturm thinks what we need is a total attitude makeover.
20, 30 years ago, it was just perfectly normal. You visit somebody and they offer you some cigarettes to smoke. People don't do that anymore. That would not be considered very polite or appropriate. Still, you go to somebody's house and they offer you extra food and dessert and candy and snacks. That might change.
It might, but I wouldn't count on it. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.